tres meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Bienvenido al curso para aprender inglés mientras duermes. Durante los próximos días voy a acompañarle en sus sueños con hipnosis pedagógica y usted hablará inglés en 5 días. Garantizado. Ahora busque un lugar cómodo, túmbese con los pies en alto, cierre los ojos y relájese. Relax.
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen los milagros para aprender inglés mientras duermes, por mucho que te guste la idea. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. GrupoVaughan.com.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughan Radio. It's a show with no name.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard! Welcome aboard! That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you wanna go! Juanjo, tell them what it's called!
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IM Alberto Alonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's the remix, guys. Well, you can tell it's not Monday. Okay. It ain't Friday yet. Don't get your hopes up. Right? No te emociones. No te hagas ilusiones. Don't get your hopes up. Look, we're starting with a very common expression in English. If you don't know this expression, as with all the expressions we look at on the show, write them down. Apúntalos. And this way you'll remember them. And even more importantly, I say write them down just so you don't forget them. And then you have to vocalize. You have to say the expressions. So don't get your hopes up, folks. No te hagas Ilusiones. Well, we've got a wonderful show planned for you here today on this rainy Tuesday. But again, as we said, if you think about it, water is a godsend. Es algo que viene de los dioses, as we say, ¿no? Como agua de mayo in Spanish. Agua es como agua de mayo. Isn't that a bit redundant in Spanish? Si dices esa frase. Well, we say it's a godsend, right? It's something we really, really needed. Right. So if you think about it that way, then today is a great day. The weather is, going to help our mountains look more green and beautiful and lush. Una palabra para decir muy verde es lush, L-U-S-H, que también significa alcohólico. True story, guys. You know, I love those double meanings. And in fact, I love them so much that we have a section called Double Trouble on the show where we look at double meanings. But we'll look at that a little bit later. I just want to remind you guys that this show is totally interactive and that you can participate throughout the show, a lo largo del programa. You can participate on Twitter. And Juanjo, what was my Twitter handle again? It was,
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, folks. That's right. Of course, this is your show, and most of the participation on a daily basis takes place on Twitter. So make sure you guys, if you want to participate in the majority of the challenges, that's on Twitter. All right. Also, guys, we're on Facebook. And you're thinking, yeah, but what if, you know, I just want to use Twitter. Well, Twitter's cool to interact during the show. But if you want to watch videos, especially Friday show, as you guys know, we broadcast live on Facebook. Well, then make sure you like my Facebook page. And I always post content there as well. Siempre estoy poniendo contenido. In fact, on all my different social media sites, you'll find nothing but content, solo contenido, and content which is adapted to help you guys with your English. So Twitter, Facebook, also Instagram. I've been using it like crazy, and I really love the dynamic of Instagram. It's really cool because we have these little stories, and you share these 15-second little snippets of English. So if you guys want to join the party on Instagram, that's Alberto_Alonso. And as if that weren't enough, maybe that's not enough for you. Well, guys, we also have a phone number. That's right. We have a new way that you can reach us, and you can participate every Thursday in our question of the week. And, well, Juanjo, I think we might have to remind them of the phone number. What's that phone number again? It's,
Mándanos tus historias, anécdotas y participa en nuestros retos. Mándanos tus mensajes de voz por WhatsApp al 636-420-300. 636-420-300. El Show with No Name, ahora más interactivo. Toma nota del número 636-420-300. 636-420-300.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you send us your question of the week before Thursday morning, preferably. Now, this Thursday, we're going to look at, I think it's a great question, because what we're going to do is share something we always do anyway here on the show, but we're going to share some advice. Remember, it's not advices, advices incontable. So we don't say an advice, right? We say some advice. So careful with that one. And the verb is to advise. Very confusing stuff there, guys. So make sure you know the difference between advice, consejos, right? Plural o singular, es incontable. Advice, not advices, nunca. Can you give me some advice? Or can you advise me? Zzz, which is the verb, all right? So, and you guys know it as well from TripAdvisor, a very popular website. They advise you on your upcoming trips. They tell you, they give you some advice, not an advice and not advices. So I want you to write down an advice and cross it out. And I want you to write down some advices, and I want you to cross that out too. Táchalo, because that's wrong and it's a very common mistake. So, but we want to hear a piece of advice. Eso si quieres hacerle contable. We want to hear a piece of advice from you guys. Okay, we want your best tip, your best pointer, right? Your best advice for learning English. And since you guys are all learning English, I'm sure you have very creative and fun ways of reviewing vocabulary, doing numbers. So any kind of little advice you can give your fellow classmates, think about it that way. What I'm asking you to do right now is to share something that works well for you in the English learning process in hopes that it will work well for your fellow classmates. And I think we're going to open up a great discussion on Thursday. So guys, send in your voice messages. As always, I know it takes guts, un poco de coraje, right? To expose yourself like that. And, you know, you're opening yourself not to criticism, because I'm not criticizing you. What I'm doing is helping you. I'm tweaking you and helping you with your pronunciation, as I always say. Other things that may come up, vocabulary, even your rhythm. I can say, okay, you gotta be careful. It's a little too harsh, right? So we can really, really help you with the nuances on Thursday, as well as share some wonderful advice that I think really, you know, if you can apply it to one person, I think you can apply it to everybody, especially if you guys are learning the same thing, which is English in this case. So we love to share here on the show. And last but not least, another way that you can participate on your favorite English show, The Show with No Name, is on the Vaughn Radio app, folks. And on the Vaughn Radio app, what we do is we like to review, because we don't like to review. Nobody likes to review. What the hell am I talking about? We need to review. We have to review because, well, we learn a lot of things every day. And if we don't repeat them and review them and practice them, well, just by sheer nature, we're going to forget them, right? As you get older, your brain can't process things as quickly. You can't store as much information. And that's nature. Don't blame me for that, folks. All right. So, you know what? I think it's time for a pop quiz. That's right, folks. It's a pop quiz over here. And remember, pop quizzes are examen sorpresas. So guys, you should know this information because these are expressions and things that we've looked at here on The Show with No Name. Okay, so dice que no tengo pregunta activa y acabo de lanzar. Okay, there it is. I guess we're having some technical difficulties with the app. If not, guys, I'll tell you what, you can always participate via Twitter. Or, again, the important thing is to participate, even if you do it aloud, en tu cabeza. Okay, guys, so fill in the blank. It's today's first pop quiz. I'm sorry. Lo siento. I'm sorry. I got carried. Okay, now if you get carried, it means you get too excited, you get too emotional, you get too, you know, you go to the extreme, right? I think it's Spanish, me encanta en español, se te va la pinza, se te va la olla. So when you do something just a little too much, you push it to the point where now it's too much, right? It's obsessive, or your reaction, right? It can be a reaction to, whoa, whoa, I don't think you have to cry. You know, okay, you know, the tree fell. Se cayó el árbol. There's no need to cry. Don't get carried. Okay, so if you know this very popular collocation or expression in English, well, you guys can participate on the Vaughn Radio app. If you don't have the Vaughn Radio app, well, download it now. What the hell are you guys waiting for? I only tell you every single day, I'm sorry, I got carried. Tell us what that is in our first pop quiz. And you know what, guys? I think you can handle it. I'm going to give you another challenge right now. What we're going to do here is I'm going to spell a spelling bee. That's right. Vamos a deletrear. Very important to be able to take dictation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many? I can't count. See? It's very important to know how to count, too, guys. All right. 6 words I'm going to spell for you here today. Okay, and I want you to tell me what 6 words I've spelled for you and what they have in common. All right, as always, we like to link these words and group them together. So, What are the six words and what do they have in common? If you know, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. And as always, I'll give you the list twice. Okay, here we go, my superstar students. C-A-R-V-A-J-A-L. A-S-E-E-N-S-I-O. I think I gave you an extra E there, okay?
Creo que te os he dado una E de más.
The next one. V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. The next one. R-A-M-O-S. The next one. M-A-Y-O-R-A-L. The next word and final word. C-E-B-A-L-L-O-S. There you go, amigos. All right, we've got some comments coming in over here on Twitter. In the meantime, there's my dad. Good morning, Alberto and friends. Good morning from New York State. That's right. Good morning, Dad. Glad to see you're on board with us. Paloma! There she is, speaking of superstar students. Good morning, everybody. One more day. Ready to learn. We're going to go all out here. Vaya expresión. To go all out. Juanjo, yo creo que se merece un totally native ahí. To go all out is darlo todo.
Totally native.
Me encanta. We're going to go all out today. Well, I'll tell you what, Paloma, with that attitude, you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Roberto Martinez says, hi, AA and Juanjo. It's a pleasure to learn English from you. You are the bee's knees. Sois la bomba. Juanjo, yo creo que huele aquí que estáis. ¿Todos con el totally native today o qué pasa? Dame otro totally
native.
Totalmente nativo, totally native. You're the bee's knees. Guys, you sound like native speakers over here. And Roberto says, a big, 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 big hug. Chelo, you look like a little avatar over there. We've got to add a picture. Remember, my students, you don't have to put you if you don't want. Some people don't like posting, you know, their image, their picture. No problem. Add a picture of the moon or your cat. Right. And Chelo says, hi, Alberto. Sunny day for everyone. One more day I'm here. Since 2 years ago, without a doubt, I'm hooked on your program. Kisses. Thank you very much, Chelo. And, well, we want to see your lovely smile. Right. I'm sure you have a lovely. All my listeners have a lovely smile. In fact, all the ones I've met do. So, and I've met many of you. You know that. Okay. A lot of people are participating in our pop quiz. Great job, guys. Let's see. Let's see if anybody knows. Okay. Whoa. You guys are good. You guys are good. Veo que están a tope aquí, Juanjo, eh? All right. Wow. I am thoroughly impressed right now, guys. Thoroughly impressed because we've got some winners over here. Let's see. Our winners, Jaster, Miguit, and Pablo G. Pero vamos, no hemos acabado. We're going to repeat them again. This way all of you can join us. All right. Here we go, my amigos. I'm going to give you all these words again, all six words. I want to know what the words are and what they have in common. Some of you have nailed it already. And if you know the way I think, then there's a specific reason for this. All right? You guys know there's always a method to my madness, right? Esto decimos un método a mi locura. There's always a method. Dilo conmigo, pronúncialo conmigo, method. There's always a method to my madness, right? Siempre hay un método a mis locuras. I don't just do things randomly in life. I try to, but everything's always planned. I'm a planner. I'm a calculator. I've got to say that. It's true. All right, so here we go, guys. I'll give you the list again. Good luck. C-A-R-V-A-J-A-L. A-S-E-N-S-I-O.
The next one, VAZQUEZ. The next one, RAMOS. The second to last word, MAYORAL. And the last word in today's spelling bee, CEBALLOS. All right, what are these six words and what do they have in common? And if you know that, then, well, you nailed our spelling bee today. And I see many of you have figured it out, which is excellent. Great to see it. I thought I went pretty fast the first time around, but you guys, didn't stop you guys, didn't hold you back, right? All right, so let's take a look at these words. Now, Jaster says, he was the first one to answer, you got all the names right, because they're names. That's one thing they have in common. They're all last names or surnames. En los Estados Unidos decimos last name mucho más que surname. Pero los dos son correctos. So these are last names or surnames. Okay, that's one thing they have in common. What's another thing they have in common? Well, they're all footballers. Right, good. They're all soccer players or footballers. In the United States, we say soccer players. Okay, do they have anything else in common? Yes, they do have another thing in common. They all play for the same team. They all play for Real Madrid, right? Okay, and do they have anything else in common, Alberto? Sure they do. They're all Spanish. Son todos españoles. So all of those answers were right, but they have more than one thing in common, these guys, right? First, that they play for the same team. Second, they were all born in the same country. And they all, well, some, I think all of them at least, well, they've all played for the national team as well on some level, whether it's the top national, you know, the top flight or the under 21s and these. But all of them young, well, young, most of them are young Spanish talent. And let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says, it seems that Alberto is a Real Madrid supporter. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I never hide my colors. I'm very proud of that. And, well, I'll tell you what. I see we've got some other Madrid supporters here. Let's see. Who else? Miguel says they play or played for Real Madrid. Come on tonight. Vamos esta noche. So I see Miguel, is like me. He is a Real Madrid supporter. Pablo G as well. They're Real Madrid players, hopefully taking Paris tonight. Oh, so you guys thought I chose Real Madrid because it's my favorite team. Yeah, that's one reason. Oh, you thought I chose Real Madrid players because they have a big game tonight against Paris Saint-Germain. Nope. Well, yes and no. I chose Real Madrid players and Spanish Real Madrid players while we're at it. I said, let me give them something there, another thing in common. Well, today, Real Madrid Club de Fútbol was founded in 1902. So today's a big day. Even you culés, Atléticos, you know, my friends, my other footballing friends, you guys, I hope you feel our pressure today. It's a big day in our history, and we hope it becomes an even bigger day in our history because, of course, tonight, for those of you who don't know too much about football, summing it up, Real Madrid has a very difficult match tonight against, well, some really excellent players, a really great team, Paris Saint-Germain. I decided to do this more because the team was founded today in 1902. All right. And don't worry. I know you guys take football really seriously here, but maybe on, maybe when it's Barca's anniversary, we'll do Barca players. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Don't take it personal. It's just sports. So there we go, my amigos. A lot of people got it. Un aplauso, Juanjo, para todos. Really? Good job, guys. Good job. All right, so let's see what we've got over here. Let's take a look at these six words, six last names that I spelled for you. The first one was Carvajal. That's right, Nacho Carvajal. Que no. Well, that's Nacho. That's our Nacho's name. De hecho, me encanta. Cuando está alineado Nacho y Carvajal uno al lado de otro, siempre le mando una foto del marca a Nacho. Porque pones tu nombre en el marca. Nacho Carvajal. Obviously, the player's name is Dani Carvajal. Now, careful, guys. Here's something about the word, the name Daniel. Now, in Spanish, you say Daniel. Y el corto, the nickname, is Dani. Now, this is interesting because Danielle sounds like a girl's name in English. I just want to let you know this. And Donnie sounds like D-O-N-N. Y-O-I-E. Como Donnie Brasco. So be careful because a lot of my friends, when I introduce my Spanish friends, Dani, que sería en inglés Danny. So it's Dan in English. Solo lo digo, si trabajas ahí. People will think your name is Donald, D-O-N, in vez de Dan, D-A-N. So the full name is Daniel, right? I'm saying the English pronunciation. Of course, in Spanish, it's Daniel, right? But in English, it's Daniel, and the nickname is Danny, right? Instead of Daniel y Dani. So the vowel sound changes, all right? And people will think, I'm telling you, if you tell me your name's Donnie, I'm going to think of D-O-N-N-Y. Right? Instead of Danny, like that. Annie, Danny. So this is Danny, if we pronounce it in English, Danny Carvajal. Danny Carvajal. And it's spelled C-A-R-V-A-V. Quiero ir esa V. V-A-J-A-L. Now, J, I know a lot of people get confused with the J and the G. But nobody gets confused when they say the word DJ. So just think of that. Cuando oyes a alguien decir J y piensas en la G, piensa en la palabra DJ, una palabra que usáis aquí en España. Right? DJ. So that's Carvajal, our first one. All right, guys, well, I'll tell you what. You know what that music means? It means that we got to head to a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll look at the rest of these footballers, Spanish footballers' last names, and, well, much, much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Y en Twitter, arroba Vaughan-radio. Síguenos.
Una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada. Eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa especialmente diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días.
Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés donde durante 6 días y sin salir de España conviven participantes españoles con al menos el mismo número de nativos angloparlantes procedentes de todas partes del mundo.
¿Tienes mucho interés en aprender inglés pero por cuestiones profesionales o familiares te resulta imposible pasarte un verano en un país angloparlante? No te preocupes, te presentamos Vaughan Town, nuestro particular pueblo de habla inglesa. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Es como una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada. La inmersión que supone una experiencia como el pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan Town te permitirá comunicarte con decisión y confianza a pesar de los errores que puedas cometer. Superarás de por vida el miedo escénico y el sentido del ridículo a la hora de expresarte en inglés.
Pero lo que más notarás es un cambio psicológico respecto al idioma. Saldrás de tu paso por nuestro pueblo angloparlante mucho más confiado en tu capacidad de comunicación y serás capaz de realizar todo tipo de actividad profesional en inglés con más eficacia. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o visita grupovaughan.com.
Y en tan solo 6 días en Vaughan Town tendrás la oportunidad oportunidad de escuchar y hablar más inglés que en 500 horas de clase.
En Vaughan Town aprenderás a soltarte y a quitarte todos los miedos y complejos que puedas tener al comunicarte en inglés. El programa te sumergirá en un ambiente en el que tendrás que expresarte 200 veces por hora ante personas angloparlantes. Te darás cuenta de que con el dominio de los cimientos básicos del inglés podrás comunicarte de forma eficaz y ágil. Infórmate en el teléfono 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Descubrirás que las clases de inglés, en su sentido convencional, solo resuelven el 20% del problema, ya que la comprensión auditiva es la base fundamental para hacerse con cualquier idioma.
Infórmate en el teléfono 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Descubre el programa que te va a sumergir en un ambiente en el que tendrás que expresarte 200 veces por hora ante personas con las que tendrás que comunicarte inexcusablemente.
Romperás cualquier barrera psicológica y superarás los momentos de inseguridad, consiguiendo desenvolverte con total decisión y confianza, algo que solo habrías conseguido pasando al menos 6 meses en un país anglosajón.
Tendrás una concentración de inglés que tardarías meses en alcanzar en cualquier otro entorno.
Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Vive la experiencia Vaughan Town.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
In Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
The Show with No Name.
With your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right, it's one ho or another in the house, my amigos. And as always, excited to be here with you once again for the second half an hour of today's program. I just want to remind you we have a pop quiz that you can still participate in, and that's on the Vaughan Radio app. I'm sorry, I got carried, and that means I got too excited, I got too emotional, I got too fill in the blank. All right, if you know the correct answer to this very popular expression in English, well, you can let us know on the Vaughan Radio app. In the meantime, we're looking at today's spelling bee on Twitter. And you guys did a wonderful job. We were looking at one thing that all these guys had in common. They are Spanish footballers who play for Real Madrid. Carvajal was the first one, Dani Carvajal. Number two was Asensio. Asensio. A-S-E-N-S-I-O. Asensio. Marco Asensio. Marco Asensio, who is 22 years old, young talent, young promising talent, and originally from Palma de Mallorca, right? From Palma de Mallorca. Marco Asensio is our second footballer, or Spanish footballer, I should say. Okay? I don't think there's too much difficulty. S is really simple. Careful with your vowels, your E's, your I's, your O's, and all that stuff. Right. So, also, I might as well tell you, no te he dicho de dónde es Carvajal. Si vamos a decir de dónde son, vamos a decir de dónde son. Carvajal is from Madrid, of course. So we got Palma de Mallorca in the house. We've got Madrid in the house. Up next, now, this one I know because he's my buddy, es colega, this next guy. And he's, not only a great player, but also a great guy. And I'm talking about Lucas Vázquez, Luquitas, as they call him. Lucas Vázquez. Now, this was a difficult one because it had some Z's in there, right? Now, Americans, we'd say Lucas Vázquez. Ahí no te puedo corregir. Now, in case you don't know, he's from Coruña. And, from province of La Coruña, he is Gallego and very proud of his heritage as well. Lucas Vázquez, V-A-Z, Z, or Z. If you're British, then you don't say Z, you say Z, V-A-Z. But I'm not British, see? Q-U-E-Z, Lucas Vázquez. Now, the next player, everybody knows him. Even if you don't know football, he is world famous. He's the captain of the Spanish national team and also, of Real Madrid. And that's the man from beds, el de camas. From Seville, from Sevilla, and that's Sergio Ramos, also a great guy as well. I know him personally. Two guys I know personally on the team, Vázquez and Ramos, and they're really wonderful, wonderful guys, really awesome. Okay, next, our second to last player, Mayoral. M-A-Y. Esa, no sé por qué a mucha gente le cuesta ese esa Y. Pero todos conocéis la canción. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the Y. So why, por qué, do you always forget about Y? It's an important letter. It's right next to Z. It's almost like people say, bueno, con la X ya me quedo. I'm done. X. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. No, W, X, y nos quedamos ahí. It seems. So remember, Y. M-A-Y-O-R-A-L. Mayoral, Borja Mayoral. And he is from Parla, from Madrid as well. From Parla, Borja Mayoral. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, our final Spanish player. Spanish Real Madrid player, right? His last name is Ceballos, right? Ceballos. C-E-B. Cuidado con estas V's y B's. Quiero que las B's exploten. Ceballos. B. Y el otro V. So, Dani, Ceballos. C-E-B-A-L-L-O-S. And, he's from Seville. Dani. Or as we say in English, Danny. Danny Ceballos, he's from Utrera, which is also down in Seville, part of Seville. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Today's spelling bee, I decided to link it to my favorite team, and not just because it's my favorite team, but I think today's a big day in our history, and it can become an even bigger day if we win in Paris tonight. Now, cuidado con la pronunciación de eso también. I always hear people say Paris, Paris, right? In English, it's mucho más suave. It's Paris, Paris. Say it with me. Have you ever been to Paris? Paris. So, yeah, could be exciting tonight. We'll see what happens, my amigos. All right, excellent job. I think it's time to keep moving on over here. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's news report. Juanjo, let's get this show on the road.
News report on the show with no name.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. You know it. It is time for the news report on the show with no name. I call this one pissing around. Now, what does this mean? ¿Me ando por todos lados? Pissing around. Well, pissing around means wasting your time. Y decimos, ¿cómo decimos en inglés? Here's a little challenge for you. How do we say, deja de, de hacer el tonto, right? Deja de perder el tiempo, right? Stop pissing around or quit, right? Lo importante es que el stop o el quit le sigue un ing. So I've heard people say, stop to messing around, right? Stop to mess around. No, stop messing around. Stop pissing around. If you don't want to use the word piss, then you can say messing around. Stop messing around. Stop pissing around, right? And another one that we use with pissing, since it's been raining so much in Madrid and in Spain in general, well, one that we say it's pissing down. Cuando está lloviendo a cántaros, it's pissing down. But less vulgar, you could say it's pouring. But hey, you need to recognize all these terms. So quit pissing around. Deja de tontear, de hacer tonterías. Quit pissing around. Well, a boy got stuck. Now, stuck is trapped. ¿O suena? Atrapado. Trapped. Stuck. We use stuck more, but trapped is fine. A boy got stuck in a malfunctioning lift or elevator, right? We understand both words. The Brits understand the word elevator, and Americans understand the word lift, right? So this kid got stuck in a broken lift. And do you know why he got stuck? It wasn't because, there was a problem with the lift or the elevator. Well, there wasn't a problem until he got on, right? We get on the lift. We get on the elevator instead of in for some reason. Maybe porque vamos a plantas. So everything was okay. The elevator was working fine. Until he got on and decided to piss all over the buttons. Really? Sorry, but you deserve to get stuck in an elevator for pissing. I mean, come on, that's disgusting, man. And the worst part is he got caught because of CCTV, closed circuit TV. Right. They were streaming a lot of elevators, public buildings. Now they have, everything's filmed. You go to London, you're being filmed constantly. They could do a reality show of your life without even checking with you. Right. And so this kid decided to unzip, bajar la cremallera, makes sense, to unzip his pants or his zipper, que es la cremallera. Whip it out. Now, to whip out is sacar algo. Así, black. And I don't think I need to tell you what it is. His member. So, yeah, he unzipped his fly. Otra forma de decir también cremallera. He unzipped his fly. Whipped it out. whipped out his member. Whip es como látigo. Toma, right? He whipped out his member, and, well, he decided that it would be a good idea to just piss all over the panel, right, with the buttons on it. El panel con los botones. So then he zipped up his pants. This is all on camera. To zip up is the opposite. Unzip, zip up. He zipped up his fly, and he was getting ready to get off the elevator, because if we get on it, then we have to get off it. And the doors were about to open. They opened slightly, ligeramente. Right, great word here. Slightly, S-L-I-G-H-T-L-Y. They opened slightly, and then they shut again. And they stayed shut. Cerrado, right? You know this from shut up, right? So they stayed shut. And then, of course, the kid starts to panic. this is where this is where it becomes entertainment. And he started to panic. And he started, you know, trying to push the buttons. He started hitting every button over there. And, of course, remember, the buttons are covered in his piss. So he started to get pretty worried. And then, this is great. Then the lift went dark. The elevator went dark. There was a blackout. So he short-circuited all the, you know, all the electrical wiring, el cableo, right? El alambreo, I don't know how you say it, but the wiring. And of course, well, what do you expect? You're not supposed to wet that stuff. Never mind piss all over it, right? And, well, the joke was on him, as we say in English. No sé cómo lo decís. El chiste se le acabó en su cara, right? The joke was on him in the end. It's a good expression. I don't know how you would say that. The joke was on you, as you wanted to play a joke on somebody, and it backfired. Te salió por la culata. Pfft, ah, ha, ha, ha. Joke's on you, buddy. The joke is on you. So it ended up, the joke ended up being on him. He was a victim of his own joke. And, well, he was rescued by building maintenance, by the staff, el equipo ahí. And he had no injury. Well, the only thing that was really injured was his pride. Su orgullo. It took place in China, in southwest China. And, well, obviously the video has gone viral. And he denied doing anything. He said, I didn't do it. Right. But all they had to do was check the video. So, guys, you got to remember, these days, if you're going to do something stupid, check if there's a video camera. Because once there's a video camera, you can't deny it. Like, there it is. It's you doing it. Like, that wasn't me. I was possessed. Like, what do you say then? We got physical evidence here, which I imagine back in the old days, it was my word against your word. Now it's like, let's go to the videotape. And that's exactly what they did. And, of course, not only is he going to be charged for public, you know, indecency, urinating in public and all that. But he will also be, he'll have to pay compensation and pay for the damage caused to the elevator and the circuits in the elevator. So, right, I'm sure he's pissed off now. Man, you got the joke? Está cabreado. Another use of the word pissed in English. We said to, right, it's pissing down. I'm pissed off because it's pissing down. Estoy cabreado porque está lloviendo a cántaros, right? You know what? The best part of this whole story, I mean, a lot of cherries in this story, a lot of little gems, joyas, we say gems, gemas, in this story. But the best one was that when they told his parents, they refused to accept it. They said, no way. They said, there is no way on God's earth our little son could reach that panel. There's no way he can pee that high. Nobody at his age can pee that high. And again, all they had to do at that point was say, okay, ma'am, take a look at this video we've got over here on this iPad. Okay, that's your son, right? Can we identify that as your son? Okay, that's him whipping it out. That is urine coming from his member and covering the control panel and all the buttons. Okay, still believe he can't reach it? And, of course, at that point, what are the parents going to say? So Rule number one, don't commit crimes. Rule number two, if you're going to commit crimes, make sure there's no video camera. And rule number three, if they caught you red-handed, right? We say manos en la masa. If they caught you red-handed, don't deny it. Because, you know, one thing is denying my word. They're saying, no, she's making that up. He's making that up. Se lo está inventando. But a camera doesn't make stuff up. You can't just, you know, recreate your image. The camera never lies. But you know what? I think your best bet is just don't commit crimes. Even small, petty crimes. Because, I think sometimes those are the worst. You know, think about it. If it were my building, think about if it were your building and some snot-nosed punk kid, como decimos, un niñato, a snot-nosed, con mocos en la nariz, a snot-nosed punk kid, punk is macarra, pisses in your elevator. How would you feel? I say punish him. Death penalty. No, I'm just joking. But seriously, we say in English, the expression is you do the crime, you do the time. Right? To do time is to go to prison. So you do the crime, you do the time. O sea, haces el crimen y pues lo pagas en tiempo en la cárcel. You do the time, right? To make time means, I got to make some time for my family. Hacer un hueco. And to do time means you're going to prison. If you're doing time, you're going to prison. All right? So that's a great expression. We can end the news story with that. You do the crime, you do the time, all right? And remember, we also commit crimes, right? We don't commit mistakes, right? We commit crimes. Suicide is another thing as well. So, all right, we've got some suggestions. Se le dio la vuelta a la tortilla, says my dad. Yeah, the tables turned, the tide turned. The joke was on him. Fue víctima de su propia broma, nos dice J.M. Hermosilla. My dad says the joke was in him. ¿Lo pillas? El chiste estaba dentro de él, como meo. En vez de the joke was on him. All right, well, folks, all right, I'll tell you what. We can solve our first pop quiz. We had a pop quiz on the Vaughn Radio app. And let's see how they did, Juanjo. The correct answer was away. I'm sorry, I got carried away. I got too excited. I got too emotional. I got too, oh my God, right? I'm sorry. I got carried away was the correct answer. The correct answer was away. And Juanjo, 85%. Great job, guys. Great job. 85% of you nailed it. All right. Let's give them a harder one because, these guys, they're just too good. All right. Let's see. All right. Here it goes. Better than never. I think maybe it's too easy. All right. Well, you know what? If it's too easy, I expect 95% of you to get it right. Okay. This is a pop quiz. Remember our examen sorpresa happening on the Vaughn Radio app. So if you want to participate, fill in the blank. Better than never. All right, guys, in the meantime, let's take a look at today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric, Name That Lyric, Name That Lyric, Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always, this is where we look at music and, of course, learn from the lyrics and from the stories behind the music, which are often just as interesting as the song. All right, so here we go, amigos. Here we go. As always, you can participate in this section on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Okay, here we go. pasando o haciendo tic-tac los momentos que constituyen el día aburrido. desperdiciar y malgastar las horas de una manera improvisada, vagueando en un trozo de terreno en tu pueblo natal, esperando que alguien o algo te enseñe el camino, cansado de estar al sol, quedándome en casa para ver la lluvia. Tú eres joven y la vida es larga, y hay tiempo para matar hoy. Y un día te das cuenta que han pasado 10 años. Nadie te dijo cuándo tenías que correr. Perdiste el pistolazo o el disparo. ¡Wow! ¡Holy cow! Oh my goodness, that's a tough one there. I don't know if you guys can figure that one out. I know, I can imagine some of my listeners will know it. It's an amazing song. We'll take a look at the song again. We'll look at the lyrics very shortly, but if you know the name of the song and the name of the artist we're referring to in today's Name That Lyric, well, you can participate on Twitter, and I see some of you already know it. Excellent job. Wow. All right. I was worried there. I said, what? They don't know it? Impossible. They have to know it, especially this one. This song is great. Excellent message. Wonderful song. All right, so let me give it to you one more time. Pasando o haciendo tic-tac los momentos que constituyen el día aburrido. Desperdiciar y malgastar las horas de una manera improvisada. Vagueando en un trozo de terreno en tu pueblo natal. Esperando que alguien o algo te enseñe el camino. Cansado de estar al sol, quedándome en casa para ver la lluvia. Tú eres joven. Y la vida es larga, y hay tiempo para matar hoy. Y un día te das cuenta que han pasado 10 años. Esta es la parte fuerte. Nadie te dijo cuándo tenías que correr. Perdiste el pistoletazo, o el disparo, right? Víctor M says, loose yourself, Eminem. Loose, suéltate o lose yourself. Cuidado, amigos. No es Eminem, lose yourself. Pero aún así, Víctor, cuidado con eso. Tú has puesto loose yourself, 2 O's, que es suéltate. No, tampoco es loosen. O sea, te lo has inventado. La canción es lose, con una O, perder una O, suelto 2 O's. Apúntalo. Víctor no es el único. It's not the only one to make that mistake. All right, guys, we'll take a look at today's Name That Lyric after our quick commercial break. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com.
Hey, Alberto, what are you reading?
Well, you know, I didn't know the meat temperatures in Spanish, and I think this is so important. Bien hecho, en su punto, and I really didn't know it in Spanish. Of course, in English, it's real easy. It's rare.
That's right.
Right, el más crudo es rare, uh-huh. que es uh-huh. también algo como un diamante, rare, que uh-huh. no ves mucho, ¿no? Rare. Then we have medium rare.
Yep.
That's how I like mine. How do you like yours?
I like mine rare.
Rare. So, yeah. whoa, you like it bloody.
I like it bloody.
No blood, bloody, bloody. Bloody. Right? So medium rare, then medium, which uh-huh. I think is like en su punto, right?
That's
medium
right.
is en su punto. Then for people who like it a little more well done, you have medium well. And then, lo que yo llamo el zapato, well done.
And then burnt.
And then burnt.
But nobody wants it burnt.
Hey, but you know, it sounds like something so simple. Algo mm-hmm. tan sencillo, but a lot of people don't know the different meat temperatures.
And how does the waiter ask you when he's coming to take your order?
They will usually say something like, how would you like it cooked? Or yeah. how would you like your meat cooked?
Or how would you like it done?
How would you like it done as well? Yeah. And that's where I would say medium rare. And you would say?
Rare.
All right. So guys, practice these because there's nothing worse than going to a restaurant and not getting the meat cooked the way you want it.
So where's the best place to practice this, Alberto?
I think you've got to go to a great steakhouse in New York.
Uh-huh.
I could recommend a few. But you know what? If you want to find more information like this, you can go to chapter 2 of my first book ever, English Everywhere, and where I take you to the restaurant and we look at all this useful vocabulary that you'll need to get by in a restaurant.
That's English Everywhere.
That's right.
Written by Alberto Alonso.
English.